Tire experts find the right Michelin tire to keep you and your family safe. When you think tires, think Royal Tire in Petoskey.
Everybody, welcome back into the show. Final half hour of today here this Tuesday, September 23rd, 2025 edition. Again, text me Eastman, Dr. John Eastman, E-A-S-T-M-A-N. And I'll send you the link to his givesendgo.com/Eastman, his legal defense fund. Also, you can send a prayer there. If you can't afford a donation, at least pray for him on that site. And also, the link to the movie. For right now, it's free streaming on Madison. Let me pull this up, make sure I get it absolutely correct. I want to make sure I get it correct. Madison Media Fund, FUND.org. When you go there, you'll see that they have various projects there. Madison Media Fund supports freedom-focused filmmakers through direct funding, mentorship, and distribution. You can click on the link to watch The Eastman Dilemma. Further down, it has the film's movie poster, The Eastman Dilemma, Lawfare or Justice. Now, I can't fathom that this guy has been fighting this ever since basically December and January of 2020 and January of 2021. January 6th, having advised Vice President Mike Pence in the Oval Office. It's all documented right there in the movie. Lori Schiavo, the chair of the 9th Congressional District, Braden Jacobazzi, vice chair, hosting the event last night at a great venue down there in Metamora. Fantastic, fantastic venue. Great food, great job, Lori. Well, the bottom line, we need to show this movie at various organizations up here in northern Michigan. And if you guys decide that you would like to stream this movie, I can get a hold of Dr. John Eastman and, like he said, get him to either Zoom in or Teams in to your meeting to take questions from the audience. He was phenomenal last night at Lori's event. Great questions from the folks, good answers. Basically helping this guy defend his rights, his constitutional rights, to be able to be retained by the President of the United States based on legal questions, which he is more than absolutely qualified to give that type of advice to a sitting president and vice president of the United States. Arguing in front of the Supreme Court 15 times, being a constitutional law professor, many years involved in being an attorney, doing his trade, and now facing these lawsuits to basically bankrupt him and his family and to take away his law license. This is absolutely despicable, folks, and should not be occurring in this great country. So again, text me Eastman. After the show, I'll create a folder, and I'll be able to send you those two links. MadisonMediaFund.org is where the movie can be viewed right now for free. And then, of course, if you want to donate $5, $10, whatever you can afford, but more importantly, put up a prayer on his givesendgo.com/Eastman page, and also be able to be updated on that page. Is he said they're kind of using it basically like a blog to post everything that's ongoing, everything that's happening. So greatly appreciate him coming on the show today, making time for us as he goes to these other venues. And Lori, I will get that information and I will text it to you after the show. Now, one of the things that I think is pretty interesting, Gateway Pundit, Patty McMurray, good friend of ours. Well, during the biennial Republican Leadership Conference, she had shared with some folks that there was going to be a breaking huge story on Gateway Pundit yesterday. Huge exclusive report. New Jersey man secures nearly 1 million documents from Detroit's 2020 election, including copies of absentee ballots inside signed envelopes in one of the largest election FOIA halls, Freedom of Information Act halls in U.S. history. Detroit election officials and Michigan's dirty Secretary of State Jocelyn Benson have officially been put on notice. After years of being gaslighted by some of the most dishonest people in election history, the Gateway Pundit, along with some of the most respected election investigators in the state, are about to blow the lid off of the lies about Detroit's quote-unquote secure 2020 election that helped to give Joe Biden an inexplicable victory in the very critical must-win state of Michigan. On election night, President Donald Trump appeared to be holding a commanding lead in key battleground states. Approximately 100,000 in Wisconsin, 300,000 in Michigan, and 700,000 in Pennsylvania. Ultimately, for Joe Biden to erase these margins, his performance in the outstanding vote would have needed to be dramatically much stronger, particularly in heavily Democratic stronghold cities of Detroit, Milwaukee, Wisconsin, and Philadelphia, Pennsylvania. As the night wore on, reports started to emerge, often inconsistent, that some precincts had actually stopped counting, sent workers home, and even restarted tabulations under unclear circumstances. To this day, there's confusion and disagreement over the extent of these pauses and whether any state laws or procedures were ignored in that process. What cannot be disputed is that the vote totals from Wisconsin, Michigan, and Pennsylvania continued to change throughout the night, long after many Americans had gone to bed. But by the early morning hours of November 4th, Wisconsin had flipped blue, followed soon after by the must-win state of Michigan. Days later, Georgia and Pennsylvania flipped for Biden as well. For many observers, the abrupt turnarounds, combined with conflicting reports of election night disruptions, fueled deep skepticism about the integrity and the transparency of the process. Folks, I saw it with my own eyes. I was in the basement of the TCF Center that night at roughly 1:30 in the morning. They ran out of ballots. I looked over and asked former senator, gubernatorial candidate Patrick Kobach, Pat, are we done? 1:30 in the morning, basically the morning after election night, and these people are out of ballots. Wayne County has never done anywhere near election day. They always end up having more ballots or something happening where they don't absolutely post their results until the next day. What the heck is going on? Well, the voice on the stage came on and said, okay, everybody, we're going to take a short break. Go on upstairs and have dinner. 1:30 in the morning. 2 o'clock. 2:30. 3 o'clock. 3:30. Pat Kobach, myself, Christina Karama, and others, we were the only ones in the basement. At 3:44 in the morning, all of a sudden, the room started getting cold. And again, I went to Kobach and I said, did they turn off the HVAC? Why is it getting cold in here? Pat, of course, being a rocket scientist, said, look in the back. You know the barn doors that Grandpa has on his barn? The big wooden doors on those wheels? They have a track where you slide them back? Well, guess what? The barn doors to the TCF Center had been slid back. All the heat in the building was going out into the alleyway. As we walked back there, we were being stopped by Wayne County Sheriff deputies as those vehicles started unloading boxes and boxes and boxes. You guys have all seen the video. Boxes of ballots into the TCF Center counting board. Now, all night long, we had been dealing with envelopes. The outer mailing envelope, the inside privacy envelope where people had signed so you could match up their signature to the poll books. Guess what? These ballots were not in envelopes, and neither had they been folded. They were pristine, flat, laser printed. They weren't marked with ballpoint pens. They were laser printed. Every single one of them for Joe Biden for president and Gary Peters for U.S. Senate. We saw it with our own eyes. The Chicago warehouse, Dr. Eastman talks about it in his movie. That's where those ballots came from. Final segment today's show. We'll be right back. Trucker Randy here. Let's face it, we're all getting older, but we don't have to feel the pains of getting older. Most people and even our pets have daily pain. Don't let pain slow you down. Get natural relief with CBD products from Patriots Relief. Designed by nature and trusted by millions, CBD synergistically works with your body to naturally relieve pain along with many other benefits. CBD is not marijuana and you will not get high. Vicky and I trust Patriots Relief products because they truly work. Go to their website, patriotsrelief.com, then call Tim and his family at 877-230-1776. Mention the promo code TR1 to get the biggest discounts. Again, call 877-230-1776 and mention TR1. patriotsrelief.com.
For all you folks out there that own firearms, are looking to buy a new or used gun, or fix up that old piece at a good price, there's Curtis Gunsmithing. Not too far off the beaten path at 9996 Picker Lake Road in Petoskey, Mr. Tom Curtis is an AGI-certified gunsmith and firearm connoisseur. Don't send your gun out or travel far away for your specialized gun work. You have a friend in your own backyard. Call Curtis Gunsmithing today, 231-347-3487.
If you have pain in your neck, back, shoulders, elbows, wrists, hands, hips, knees, or feet, Chiropractic Services in Sheboygan has a robotic deep tissue laser treatment for you. This technology relieves pain, inflammation, and promotes healing. Experience fast robotic deep tissue laser pain relief at a special price. Call us Monday through Wednesday to schedule an appointment at 231-627-4300. Again, 231-627-4300.
Hey everybody, it's Trucker Randy, the Yo-Yo Diet King. I have literally lost hundreds of pounds in my life. SlimFast in the 90s, Nutrisystem in 2000, South Beach, Superfoods, they all worked in the short term, only to gain it all back, plus some. Now that I'm 65, I really wanted to find a program that would increase my metabolism to burn my belly fat, bring my hormones back to my younger days without any exercising. Then I met Missy of My Pure Health Solutions. She explained how her program does exactly what I was looking for. Go to TruckerRandyHealth.com, follow my journey with Missy, and see that I dropped 22 pounds of body fat in the first 14 days without exercising and eating real foods. Again, go to TruckerRandyHealth.com and schedule a free consultation. Or call Missy at 269-964-4044. Let Missy change your metabolism just like she's changed mine. Do it today.
Hey, everybody, welcome back into the show. In the documentary that Dr. John Eastman has on the free website right now, MadisonMediaFund.org, shows those vehicles in the alleyway of TCF Cobalt Hall that we saw with our own eyes, with the boxes of those printed, laser printed ballots, pristine flat, being brought into the basement at 3:44 in the morning. As they took those boxes and boxes and boxes of ballots, it wasn't just the one white video they show in the movie. There was a second one, also a third black car that escorted them into the alleyway of the TCF Center. They brought those boxes in, brought them up to the distribution tables, and we saw them with our own eyes. Pat Kolbeck, Roseanne Ponkowski, Christina Karama, we all saw with our own eyes what those ballots were. As they started putting them in the processing trays, we asked Chris Thomas, who had retired as the Bureau of Elections director for the Secretary of State, but was there that night, specifically requested by both Governor Gretchen Whitmer and Secretary of State Jocelyn Benson to be there to be an observer. We asked him, Pat Kolbeck and I walked up to Chris Thomas and asked him, Chris, what is this? Well, these are the absentee ballots that were picked up from the drop boxes throughout Wayne County that was processed by the clerk, the city clerk, Janice Winfrey. Well, immediately we asked, where are the envelopes? These counting boards, 139 county boards that we were there observing as poll challengers, we've been dealing with the outside mailing envelopes, the inside secrecy envelopes, matching the signatures with the poll books. Where are the envelopes? Oh, well, Janice Winfrey, the clerk, processed all those. That's why it took so long. They picked them up at 8 o'clock when the polls closed. Took them to the clerk, and she processed them. That's not how it's supposed to work, folks. They're supposed to be brought to the counting boards in the envelopes so that they could continue to do the work, which they had been doing all day and night long after the polls closed at 8 o'clock. I started working there the night shift from 9 p.m. until 6 a.m. the next morning. But when we started rumbling our discussions with the other poll challengers, telling them what was going on, they decided to start taping up pizza boxes on the windows. We were trapped inside. And they had told us that if we leave, that they would not allow us to return. Nor could we be replaced. The plan was for us to walk out at 6 a.m. and that the next shift of poll challengers would be standing immediately outside the door, brought in to the credential area to check our credentials, and we were to tag team them. We were to tap out. We were supposed to high five to somebody to replace us so that we knew the count would be the same. We would have the same number of poll challengers in that basement to take over our shifts. Number one, they wouldn't let those new poll challengers, the day shift people, coming in at 6 a.m. that was going to be there all day, they wouldn't let them in. And if we left, we couldn't be replaced. They shut down Jefferson Avenue with the Detroit County, Wayne County Sheriff, and the Detroit City Police. Barricades went up. We immediately went to social media, Facebook, Twitter, X at the time, Twitter account, now X, I should say, and started posting, get to Detroit now. Whatever you're doing, if you're at work, it doesn't matter. Leave work and get your butt down here to Cobo Hall. We need reinforcements. It went viral. Many people jumped in their cars and got down there and were not allowed to go inside Cobo Hall. I saw it with my own eyes. I gave a sworn affidavit under grounds of perjury that that is exactly what happened at 3:44 in the morning and at 6 a.m. when we tried to leave the TCF Center. Under grounds of perjury. If they could prove that I was lying, I was facing prison time. Notarized and given to the state reps and the state senators, and they totally ignored over 10,000 sworn affidavits just like mine. That election was stolen. I will go to my dying grave believing that happened. Joe Biden was never my president. We'll see where this goes. That's it for today's show. Now back to the memories caused by the 60s, 70s Motown, the Ritz and Rock and Roll on 97.7 FM WCHY Sheboygan. God willing, we'll be back tomorrow. Have a terrific Tuesday, everybody.
Thank you for listening to your Defending Fathers with Trucker Randy Bishop.
Hello, I'm Mike Lindell, CEO of MyPillow. I support this show, and I would like to offer you our biggest discounts for listening. So please go to our website, MyPillow.com, and put in the promo code at the end of this message to get the biggest discounts. Again, thanks for listening, and God bless.
Thanks, Mike. Folks, go to MyPillow.com and enter the promo code TRUCKERRANDY or call 800-654-9659.
Everybody remembers their moment, the moment Granddad handed down his old rifle. At Curtis Gunsmithing in Petoskey, we respect traditions. We also know that that old gun might not